Godfather 2 was a good movie.
Yes, it was. So serene, so peaceful. I never saw it. The time is 6:01. You are listening to KOOP Hornsby Austin. Thank you very much to Gilka for another edition of Around the Town Sounds. But that's that. This is the Mascot Wedding Show, guys. Mac, what are we going to hear?
The Virgins secretly came out with a new album called Strike Gently. They did not tell me. Had to find out about it in a sneaky way. Prima Materia is this song, Mascot Wedding Show. Después de esto. That's bilingual, David.
Oh, did not know.
Yep.
Get it all out of your throat, everybody. That's a message to you, Austin, not just Mac Blake. The time is 6:06 in the p.m. You are still listening to KOOP Hornsby Austin 91.7 on your FM dial or online worldwide at KOOP.org. This is the Mascot Wedding Show, radio's hour of unspeakable power. My name is David Hotta.
My name is Mac. Get it out of your throat, Blake. This is the show where we open the phone lines to the community. Anytime you want to call in and be a part of today's conversation, please do. The phone number is 472-5667. Do you like letters instead of numbers? Well, in that case, the phone number is 472-KOOP. We are also on Twitter. I got it open right now. We are at Mascot Wedding. That is at Mascot Wedding again. You tweets it, I sees it, I reads it. That's how that works. Everything said on this show is just the opinion of the person that said it. Nobody else. So quit y'all bitching.
What did we just hear, Mac Blake?
We heard the first track off of The Virgin's new album. That was Prima Materia, and their album is called Strike Gently on the Cult record label. Yeah, uh-huh. I believe. Yeah, as I was saying earlier, they started out on Atlantic.
Yeah, which they were kind of a big to-do.
Yeah, and they had an EP, and it was kind of raw. Mm-hmm. And then their Atlantic album was like really smoothed over.
Yeah.
And at first I didn't like it, but then I loved it.
Sure.
And so I was listening to a little bit of this album. I think it came out back in March.
Okay.
But yeah, it's like, I was really anticipating that album, and then 5 years went by on nothing, and then all of a sudden, I guess I got dropped by Atlantic. But whatever, Virgin, good stuff.
Yeah. What was the name of their first album, if I can ask you?
I think it was just called The Virgins.
Okay. Now I'm getting...
Oh, no, wait. Was it called 19...
Now I'm getting them confused with another band that you like, and it's driving me crazy.
The Vaccines?
Thank you. Wow, that's pretty good.
The Vaccines did have... Well, they're both Vs.
Yeah. Well, because I know like the Vaccines had their second album that wasn't as good as the first album.
It was not.
Yeah. So that's why I was confusing them. Not that that wasn't as good. You know what I'm saying.
Yeah, let's get rid of this music talk now. By the way, guys, this is the penultimate Mascot Wedding Show.
Yes, that's right.
Our second last show. Co-op is sick of us and they're getting rid of us.
Uh-huh.
Like we're dumb, ugly children that doesn't fit in their beautiful family.
Yes.
Not accurate.
So as much as you were looking forward to the Get It Out of Your Throat t-shirt as the membership drive premium next fall, we're not doing that. So sorry, guys.
And it's not a joke, by the way. I know we were smiling when we say it, but, you know, we don't want to, like, get gloomy about
it. Yeah, exactly. We're smiling in the way that you smile after a bad breakup, where you walk out the door and you're like, oh, I'm free. Like, that kind of smile. Not, like, in a bad way, though.
I thought you were smiling the way after a bad breakup where he's like, he's dead.
Mac, there's a couple things wrong with that.
I have a lot of talented Mr. Ripley-style relationships with people.
Sure.
Where they pretending to be somebody else.
Uh-huh.
What is the word? Posing as someone?
Imposter?
But I was going to say impostering.
Imposterizing.
But that's not right.
Yeah.
I was going to be like, I'm impostering. Nope. What is the word?
Impersonating.
There it is. Thank you.
I had to work backwards from impostering. I was like, okay, so imposternating, imposing?
Yeah. Let's edit all this out of the podcast.
Nope.
Hey, it's Mascot Wedding Show. But by the way, guys, we have two special studio guests, one of which is here. But the first one...
Who is it?
Oh.
Shut up. We haven't introduced yourself.
We'll never know now.
He is originally from Pittsburgh, PA. He is a current semifinalist in the Funniest Person in Austin contest. Super funny guy. He's definitely one of my favorite comedians here in Austin. He's only been here like a year and a half. He's already skyrocketed to the top of the scene. I say that without hyperbole. Oh. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Danny Palumbo.
Hey.
I made it.
Yeah,
I
you can clap it. For yourself. It's fine.
You guys are really good at this.
Good at what?
Hosting your... I was thinking you guys are really, really super good at announcements. Like, I would have... I was just like... I don't know. You've been doing this for 5 years.
Yeah.
And you didn't stumble over your words. Well, you did once, but that was it. But for the most part.
Well, now you're putting a lot of undue pressure on me because I will stumble over my words like
just
crazy.
Just like rock solid, though. I don't know.
Yeah, now you have to pitch a perfect game for the rest of the show.
Yeah, now it's basically like, hey, good luck on this perfect game you're pitching. Yeah. Fifth inning, though. Yeah. I bet you can do it. Four more innings left.
Don't talk about it. So, Bandy Padumbo.
God! Jesus!
Dikembe Mutombo.
I am here.
All right, get out of here, Dikembe.
Who wants to sex Palumbo?
Go file those records, Dikembe.
CES for Cookie.
I want to start going by Danny Poblano to appeal to the Mexican crowds here.
Uh-huh.
But I think that's a good idea.
Danny Poblano.
Yeah, because
Danny Poblano. Wait, that's Italian and Mexican.
Yeah,
there you go. Touch them all. You're like Soledad O'Brien.
Touch them all.
She did get arrested for that, right? Or am I misunderstanding what you're saying? For touching all those kids?
No.
Oh, okay.
You assume people touch kids too often.
Well, yeah. Have you seen kids lately? Anyway, Danny Palumbo. Thank you for being on the show.
Oh, yes. Thanks for having me. This is great. I love both you guys, and I'm excited to see what kind of questions you have for me. Is that how this? You guys have questions?
Well, we'll just talk, and then it goes from there.
We're just having a conversation.
This was like sort of an okay.
But see, Danny, here's the thing. We know you a little bit. Mm-hmm. People listening in their cars right now, as they drive off a cliff, or that's running in their garage with the garage door shut,
mm-hmm.
they don't know you that well. So
let's have them
get to meet Danny Palumbo. So you're from Pittsburgh?
I'm from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. I grew up like an hour outside, and then I moved there to Pittsburgh to do comedy.
Okay.
Which is maybe one of the weirder decisions to go to a place to start. But I moved there and did it for 2 years, and then decided to get the hell out of there and came to Austin.
What prompted your decision to come to Austin?
Yeah. Why Austin instead of like New York or Chicago or L.A.?
I wanted to go to New York or L.A. and then...
So this is your fallback school.
No, I think I was doing it for 6 months and I knew that I really didn't like what Pittsburgh was offering. But mm-hmm. then I had a long drunk conversation with a friend of mine, John Evans, who you met.
Oh, yeah.
And he lives in Pittsburgh.
John Evans is super funny.
And he's great. And I thought, I said, I need to get out of here. And then we just had a long conversation about Austin. And I was like, this sounds like a place I want to be. And came to visit, and that was it. And then moved here.
Awesome. Right.
And it was probably the best decision I've made, I think.
How long ago was that?
That was September of I moved here in September of 2011.
Now, your roommate is a comedian.
Mitch.
Mitch. And he's also from Pittsburgh, correct?
Mitch.
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 Listen here, Mitch.
Listen here. That's how I yell at him.
Mitch.
Mitch.
Stop being a real Mitch.
As you ring the triangle for him to come and get it.
Right, yeah.
Mitch, get over here.
Come and get it.
You cook for Mitch. Mitch McCulsha.
Mitch McCulsha, yeah.
Is he also from Pittsburgh? Did you guys travel together?
Yeah. We both moved here at the same time. I was going to move here by myself, and then Mitch broke up with his girlfriend of like 5 years. And
what's her name? Where does she live?
Her name is Emily, and she lives in Pittsburgh, so I have no idea.
This one's going out to Emily.
Yeah, I'm a bitch. I'm a bitch.
Just full morning zoo it for the rest of the show.
But yeah, moved here at exactly the same time, and we live... And then I met you, like what, like 3 days?
Yes, because here is a shocking truth, is that Danny, you are my neighbor. Mm-hmm. If I open my door... I see Danny's door. And the first time I met you, I was moving a couch with my dad.
Yeah.
And you offered to move the help with the couch. And my distrust of outsiders, I was like, no! Nuts to you, pal. But then later on, I found out we bumped each other at Cap City. And we're like, hey. And I was like, wait, we're neighbors. And it's interesting that the first time I met you, you were offering to help. That's very nice, because most of the time when you first meet a comedian, their first job is to insult you a little bit.
Yeah. Or here, you're giving them a ride home.
Yeah.
That's the other. Like, that's how I met, like, I think 5 other comedians here, as they were asking for rides home.
Yeah, because they don't have cars.
But we have cars.
Or they're drunk. Yeah, I totally have a car.
And apartments.
Yeah, that's great.
A couple of 1%ers here.
Yeah.
All 1% talk.
Exactly. It's the new sandstone. It's got parking that is getting used.
Yeah. How do you like the neighborhood we live in, though?
I wish there were less bugs in a certain bathroom in my house that managed to show up.
Do you have more than one bathroom?
I do.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's that rich.
That's right.
Oh, my goodness.
I can afford not to use one of them. But it's okay because a certain species of bug is in there all the time. I like it okay. Why? How do you feel about it?
I don't like it.
You don't like it? Why not?
I don't like the neighborhood. It's just there's always like a lot of weird stuff happening. And the apartment complex is cool. But outside of there, there's just always a bunch, like, there's always homeless people getting arrested.
Yeah.
And every time I drive down that road, I just think, like, there's too much happening right now. There was way too much happening. There was, like, people getting arrested. There was, like, an old lady trying to cross the street. Mm-hmm. Tons of people waiting for the bus. It just seems like complete chaos. Like, I'm going to get in a car accident at that intersection.
Yeah.
That's what I feel like.
There are a lot of police lights routinely.
Routinely.
At that. But speaking of something that's weird, so you noticed something in front of my door one day. What was it?
Candy.
Candy. Because
scattered candy that looked like it came from a pinata.
Well, let me tell you the story here. I was going to bed. It was like 1 a.m. I had just finished an episode of Game of Thrones.
Okay.
As I lay my head down to sleep, I heard some like noises from outside, like some kids talking like outside. And I was like, well, whatever. They'll shut up in a second. This is a Sunday night.
Yeah.
I got school the next day or work.
Yeah.
They didn't shut up. And I was like, well, I could wait another 30 minutes or I'll just go deal with it right now. And so as I get towards my door, I get out of bed, the noises are coming from right outside the door. And so I expected like to open the door and see like a bunch of kids outside. So I open the door and I'm like, look. And when I opened the door, what is waiting outside the front is not children, it is a pit bull. And I was like, "Buh!" And then the tipsters are like, "Easy, Maya." And they like grab and pull it away. And I look over and I was like, "Hey, guys, it is past 1 a.m. on a Sunday night. I got to work tomorrow." So, and I look and there's four of them and there's a shattered pinata that they were hanging off the third story of the apartment complex and hitting right outside my front door. And so I was like, whatever, this is... has to stop.
Knock it off.
And then one of them's like, well, it was a pinata.
As then, if that's what you're hung up on.
And then the other guy was like, hey, man, you want some candy? He pointed at the ground, by the way. Candy's on the ground. I was like, no. I'm okay with that dirt candy. Good night. And I closed the door, and they stopped. I expected half of them to be like, man, screw that guy. And then, like, pelt chocolate at my door or something like that.
The loud thud.
That was their argument, like, it was a really fun disturbance. Yeah. Like, at least it was a pinata. Like,
we offered you candy.
And so the next day, there was, like, full of candy, or my front porch, or stoop.
First thing I saw in the morning was just a bunch of candy scattered outside.
Wait, was it, like, was it just them eating it and discarding it, or was it, like, revenge candy? Was there, like, a pile in front of your door?
They just busted open a pinata, so it had, it had emptied its guts all over the front door.
I just wasn't sure if it was just, like... You know, they made a point to put the wrappers on your front mat as their way of saying, like, you're next.
I don't smoke, but there are a lot of cigarette butts on my front porch, though, those punk kids. But that's the thing about it, though, is if I didn't have work the next day, these young guys just hitting a pinata at 1 a.m. sounds all right. You know what I mean? They were just drinking, just hitting a pinata. That sounds like a good old time. And here comes old man winter, me. Get off my porch. It's cold inside or something. And I just was like, oh, I'm an adult.
Did you clean up the candy? Or do you call maintenance in that scenario?
I came home from work and maintenance had cleaned up the candy, which I almost wanted to go in and be like, hey, that's not my candy, by the way.
Yeah.
Because I want my maintenance. But here's something else. So we live in the same apartment complex.
Right.
There's a nice lady who works in the office whose name I can't remember.
Amanda?
It might be. And so I was doing a set at the Velveeta Room, and in walks Amanda.
Yeah, yeah.
And she's like, oh, I didn't know you do this. I was like, I do. And I proceeded, it was a very late show, and the crowd was terrible, and proceeded to have an awful set. And so now the person who works my apartment complex that knows that I'm a terrible stand-up comedian, just not a good one at all.
That's funny. She came to one of my shows at Cap, and I did a joke specifically where I talk about how all I see is dead birds.
Yeah.
Outside of my apartment building. And I don't think I've really spoken to her since.
Oh, okay.
Actually, she didn't say good set or anything. She just kind of left. So.
But she mentioned you. She goes like, oh, Danny, who lives here. I was like, I told Danny, you should tell the entire apartment complex. When you have a set, they'll come out and see you. And I was like, yeah, neighbors that I haven't met. Watch this weird guy you pass in the hall do stand up. Guys, we have another special studio guest.
Yes, just walked in the door.
Yeah.
Hello, testing 1, 2, 3.
We haven't introduced yet. Settle down, Double B. he is one of Austin's premier actors.
Yeah.
One of the go-to guys when it comes to on-screen comedy. He's also part of the Bad Boys Improv Troupe, which performs every Friday night at Cold Town Theater at 8:30. And he's also part of the Humanity Collective, Mr. Byron Brown.
Hey. Glad to be here. Thank you, guys. Thanks for having me. I was listening to you on the way over here, and that was really exciting. I've never done that before. Like, listening to the radio show that I'm about to be on. Got to get to this radio thing that I'm going to be on.
So you've been on a lot of radio, but you just haven't listened to it prior? Is what you're saying?
I've listened to a lot of radio. Yeah, I've never been on it
before. Oh, well, here's where it gets really crazy, is when the show's over. Immediately run into your car, and you can catch the end of it. Oh, so, yeah? Like, if you're lucky, you can catch yourself on the radio.
It's oh, there's a delay. There's
yeah,
a,
yeah.
Okay. Huh.
Yeah. So,
Byron, do you know Danny? Have you guys
met before? Yeah.
I think once at the Humerty offices.
Correct.
Right? Yeah. Very correct. Cool.
So why do you think there's dead birds at the apartment complex? Let's go into that. Should we not go into
oh,
that?
All right. It's funny. Our third member of the interview team, Byron Brown.
I want to know. I mean, it's scary.
Like what?
What do you think? What do you think the cause is?
I thought it was the heat.
Yeah.
And then everyone made me sound like I was crazy.
It's not the apartment's fault, though.
No. Well, that they're still there, maybe.
They need to be cleaned up.
Sure.
Probably. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Not to turn this into apartment talk, but have you noticed that one lady that's always walking around very thin?
Yes.
Yeah. I got a feeling.
Very. So creepy.
Yeah. It's like she lost a child and now she's always looking for it. La Llorona, I think that's who it is.
That's uh-huh.
No.
Crying for it.
Yeah. She's just standing over those railroad tracks at night.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Like if I stand up next to her apartment but stop walking, like ghost hands will push me past it. Or if I have heroin, we'll have sex. Like one of those two.
Oh, I,
yeah. Yeah. Anyway, apartment talk. Byron.
Yes.
How are you doing, sir? Where have you been?
What do you mean? Oh, I was at a barbecue, friend's barbecue in Dripping Springs, and I just stayed way too long. And
good barbecue, though?
It was fantastic. Yeah. It was. They ordered Salt Lick. I thought they were going to cook out, but
were you just? You sound disappointed.
I was. You know, I like to smell it mm-hmm. being cooked, but yeah. And then I didn't anticipate the traffic on the way over here. There's traffic on Saturdays.
Yes,
you
yes,
guys know that.
Yeah, it's Austin.
It's a bummer.
It's the worst.
I know where Dripping Springs is, but let's pretend I don't.
Okay.
Where is
Dripping Springs? Is if you know, basically drive for 12 or 15 miles on 71 West, you'll hit it.
Mm-hmm.
I have
like
a weird question.
Away.
I have a weird question. I apologize in advance for it being a weird question.
No.
But how do you have friends in Dripping Springs?
It's a long story. This guy I know, like, decided to buy a house out there.
Okay.
He was an Austinite, and he's like, I have to buy a house in Dripping Springs.
Mm-hmm.
And got really into the idea of having, like, a bunch of land. You guys know people like that in Texas that become obsessed with just owning lots of land?
Yeah, I had a friend of the show, Andrew, was talking to me, like, yeah, I don't know where I'm going to buy my land.
Like, that's just inevitable for
yeah.
certain people. Like, you know, at a certain
yeah.
point in your life, you're going to settle down on land out in Texas.
Well, it's the thing they can't take away from you.
That's true. I like to see Obama take this land from me.
Yeah.
But the other thing is, like, it sounded very adult, and I was like, oh, I'm just looking forward to where I'll buy comics on Wednesday.
It's not. I don't typically do that kind of thing.
Yeah.
I usually am, at the, you know, buying comics. Not really, but whatever. Mm-hmm. Something similar to that.
Yeah.
Magazines? But no, yeah. I buy magazines. Us Weekly.
They're like adult comics.
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of, like, there used to be this pornography store that I would pass in my car, and it was called, like, AAA News or something like
oh,
that.
Yeah.
And it was like magazines, DVDs, maps. And I was like, what?
Yeah.
What's in the maps? Are they like erotic maps?
How irrelevant now, like those places. Like, who actually goes to get their news there?
Uh-huh.
Well, you know,
I think
pornography. Because it's all on the internet, right?
Yeah,
news
exactly.
And pornography.
And maps. Oh, how
yeah.
bummed out do you think they were?
I think those industries, yeah.
I think it's now with Thundercloud Subs, though. So,
Is this the same place that had on its sign those, like, hey, 10% off for the troops or something like that?
I don't know, but I'll just assume yes.
Okay, because there was that one with the troop discount right under the Fleshlight advertisement. It's like, okay, thanks.
There is my favorite shopping center in Austin, which is if you go north of 183 and exit Duval, it was like, you know, like adult bookstore,
mm-hmm.
you know, lingerie modeling, Planet K, mm-hmm. and then like a nail salon, which
yeah,
I was
yeah.
like...
Then
why didn't that daycare center work? That's right there. But yeah, that nail salon, they have to be like, I guess we'll give.
I guess we take our tops off?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, you got to fit in.
Reach inside your cargo shorts.
Why was that the most disturbing thing of that?
Do people wear cargo shorts?
Yes.
A lot of pockets, my man.
It's true. A
lot of pockets. Kaboom.
I don't think I've ever been inside of a porno store, actually. Now that we're talking about this sort of
thing.
Oh, you're missing
like
out.
Inside?
Oh,
inside
yeah.
One? No, never. I don't think.
It's fun.
I only see them on like the sides of like highways and like places I would never want to stop
yeah.
anyways.
Oh, wait. Are we talking about like you haven't been into an adult bookstore or you haven't been into like a toy store?
Either.
I don't know why I said it
like
that.
Yeah.
Like
a toy store.
Like I'm a toy pimp. Like, sorry.
No, I don't think either, actually.
Oh, man.
Isn't there one
Am
right
I
next to
something?
The Velveeta room? If you go all the way in the back, don't they sell like novelty products, instructional aids? Marital aids.
Marital aid.
Yeah, if you go all the way back to the Velveeta room, there's that little, like, small store that has, like, an erotic mop and stuff like that.
Well,
or,
the
like,
front part of the store the sells, like, the world's crappiest, like, you know, Austin t-shirts or, like, a Family Guy t-shirt where he's smoking a bong or something like that. God. So it's like you're not nice. You're not missing out. There's no reason to get
like
to the back
worst
of the
shirt
store.
Ever, like a Family Guy shirt with a bong on it.
Oh, speaking of that, happy 420, guys.
Yes, happy 420.
Oh, I didn't even realize.
I wanted to talk about that.
Let's
no,
do
I,
it.
I didn't want to talk about it. But I mean, this is your second to last show or last
yeah,
show?
Yeah, second to last show.
Second to last, yeah.
I was about to say, if it's the last show, not bad going out on 420.
Oh, yeah. Oh, we would have had the audience hook us up with some sweet nugs yeah. if that was the case. Yeah. Which, anyway, if you guys want to, I don't care. So suspend me for soliciting weed on the radio show.
Cool.
Is that something that's in our bylaws?
I feel like
has that
is.
Come up?
I feel like that's going to become... Ooh, before we go, like before we're done with the show, can we get a law on the co-op books named after us? Like the Barkley rule or something.
What was the Barkley rule in the NBA?
It was you can't dribble more than five... Or you can't hold on to the ball more than 5 seconds in the lane, right?
Oh, I don't know.
Like it was to keep the flow of the game going.
Dumb old Barkley.
Anyway.
It is. It's also with Record Store Day today.
Yeah.
Which I've never participated in, but I was like, oh, I want that Drive picture disc. Like the Drive soundtrack where the vinyl album has a picture on it. I don't know why I wanted this because I, you know, records are dumb.
What picture's on it?
Oh, it was some actually really cool art. It was made by Mondo.
Yeah.
And I didn't wake up early enough. By the time I got to Waterloo, there was like a line around the block.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was like, man, whatever. And so I was thinking like, oh, man, it'd be really nice if somebody on the radio. I was like, man, we'll talk about the radio show. Someone will give it to me for free. I was like, if I got something free for the radio,
yeah.
That would be a job well done.
Yeah. Oh, there's so many things on the mascot wedding bucket list that we haven't accomplished. And like getting free stuff was always that thing.
We've only received one free item in the mail ever. Like, we play music on the show three times, and no record labels ever were like, nah, that's fine. But we did get a book on royal weddings one time.
Yeah.
Because that's what the show's
who,
about.
Who sent that?
I don't... The publisher?
So,
okay.
Yeah, someone just did, like, a Google search for, like, wedding radio shows. And
right.
Got Mascot Wedding, and that was good enough for them.
I guess swag is a lot of, like, ladies, where if you seem too desperate, they're not interested.
Uh-huh.
Like, if you're openly soliciting payola or graft,
yeah,
then they don't want to give it to you. Hmm. Is that how it works in the movie game? Are you like,
know.
Look, I mean, put me in your movie and I'll mention Sprite three times?
I think that it makes sense. It generally doesn't work out, you know, in my experience that way. But you feel like it's more if it's more niched, like if your radio program is like if you just do a radio show about like sports or something, you're going to get a lot more advertisers and free stuff. And then comedy is just so broad.
This is a sports show. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, no.
How about those A's?
It can See? Be.
Yeah.
It can be whatever you want it to be.
Exactly.
But speaking of movie stuff, Byron.
Yes.
You've been in some films here. Correct?
I have, yeah.
For folks that are listening in their car or home who are not that familiar with yourself, give a little background.
I started really getting involved in the film scene here in Austin a few years ago. My first big feature film was a movie called Austin High, which is pretty funny. It was written by two guys.
420 Austin High?
That's correct. It's now called 420 Austin High so that it comes up higher on demand. I guess the numbers before the title bring it up higher.
Why just call it AAA?
Yeah, right? Yeah.
Exactly.
There's going to be like a wave of independent films that come out called like AAA something or with numbers in the title.
AAA period piece.
But that was my big break. Mm. It actually wasn't a break at all, but that was...
You played the budding auteur in that movie.
That's... Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I saw it.
You did?
Think I didn't do my homework? Yeah, I did
it. Oh, man. Yeah, and then, you know... I've just since then tried to, you know, continue acting and then obviously making, you know, sketch videos and stuff with Humorty and doing live sketch comedy and then making my own, you know, short films. God, I'm so awkward on this radio program.
Yeah,
I
no,
just feel so
here.
Much like there's like this, everybody's staring at me. No, like, I got to keep this ball in the air. Sorry,
it's
guys.
It's like a juggling of bass the entire time.
But yeah, no, I mean, you
glad
know.
You guys are having fun. So where are you from, Austin?
I'm from Fort Worth.
Cowtown, boo, go back there.
Okay. You know, I used to hate on Fort Worth, and over the years, I've really grown to love it. It's unique. You guys ever been?
Not. Yeah. I used to date a lady from Fort Worth.
Really?
And so I would associate Fort Worth with visiting her parents, which I hated.
Oh, wow.
It's just weird meeting like people's parents.
Sure.
Although, yeah, you know, I don't know.
It's weird meeting anybody's parents.
My current lady friend's parents, one lives in Nicaragua and the other lives in Minnesota, and I honestly couldn't wait to meet them.
Yeah.
Maybe it was just this person's parents were just weird.
Sure.
And they don't listen to this show. You're weird, Whirly.
And did you also ever have to like stay at their house when you were up for the weekend or anything like that?
Yeah, a lot of cats.
Also weird.
Oh, no.
What?
You said a lot of cats?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I'm allergic to cats.
Yeah.
I can't do it.
Cats are the worst. Sorry, guys.
Byron, any allergies?
I will have like these weird allergic reactions. I don't know if I talked to you about this, but like recently I literally just like walked down to Town Lake. And this happened a year prior. I walked down to Town Lake. I think I'm gonna really start, you know, being healthy and getting outside. And then I had my skin breaks out in hives like 2 days later, and I have to go to the doctor and get like a steroid shot. Like, I'm a wimp. I like have these weird allergic, and I don't know what it is. I need to get an allergy test.
So you didn't figure out what the thing was?
Never figured it out. Total mystery. I mean, it looks kind of like poison ivy, but I didn't touch anything.
Do you still get it?
Yeah. I mean, I get it like once a year.
Wow.
It's like a mystery. I have allergies. The answer is yes.
I think you got contagioned, my man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we'll be right back. Oh, but we should take a break.
Yeah, let's do that. And then we'll be back with some more Mascot Wedding Show.
David Hutta.
Yes, sir.
What are we going to hear music-wise?
We are going to hear... The OCs have a new album out. Just came out Tuesday. It's called Floating Coffin. This is Toe Cutter, Thumb Buster. Thanks, iPod. Oh, boy. More Mascot Wedding Show after this. All right, and we're back with more Mascot Wedding Show. You just heard the new one off the OCs from their album, Coffin Fun. I forget what it is. I'll look it up later.
Floating Coffin?
Floating Coffin.
I thought that song was going to be scary. It's like a floating coffin. No.
The album cover's scary. It's all teeth and eyes. Hey, you're listening to the Mascot Wedding Show. My name's David Hotta.
My name is Mac Blake, special and studio guest.
D.A. Palumbo.
Microphone. Oh, sorry. We scooted you over. Special studio guest.
Danny Palumbo.
And?
Byron Brown.
Hey, thanks for coming on the show, guys.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Dude's hour. No chicks allowed.
Yeah, sorry about babes.
If you can make a baby, get the hell out. I'm working on a new album it's a Outlaw Country for gay guys. And it's militantly against breeders, as I call them.
Seriously?
No.
Okay. That sounds amazing.
You want on?
Yes.
How are you with an axe, my man?
I have tried to make country music before. Like, uh-huh. How hard could it be? And I've tried to like put together a country album with my musician friend or whatever, and it's always way harder than I imagined. Mm-hmm. It ends up taking us like forever just to put one song together.
Would it be too imposing to ask for a little taste, a little audio taste of it?
Sure. There's this one called
Keep It Clean.
The Game of Life.
Uh-huh.
Okay. I'm trying to remember.
I love it already.
First base is kissing. Second base is feeling up. Okay, I can't sing that song.
That's still pretty good, though.
That gives you a taste of it. Yeah, we got to keep it clean. Yeah.
I've had that same thought, too. I've been working for about 3 years now on a country single.
Yeah.
How hard could it be? But I can't put the words on the page. I've got a title for the A side and a title for the B side, and that's it.
Yeah.
So
I remember being so snobby about it, like country music, and now I have like a respect, newfound respect for the Toby Keiths and the. No, I don't.
Say what you will, Faith Hill. She puts in the work.
She does.
Yeah. How do I know it's time for football? Faith tells me.
That's right.
Oh, not anymore.
Oh, that's right.
She quit the easiest job in the world. She was like, I can't tell people when the Buccaneers are playing the Redskins this week. It's just
she
I got to.
She quit that job.
Yeah. Yeah. So she's
easy
no longer
paycheck.
Doing.
Why would
the
you?
Easiest?
Did you guys have friends with Faith Hill posters, or were you guys with Faith Hill? I had like a couple friends that had like Faith Hill posters in their room.
No, although
in the late 90s,
yeah,
there was a San Antonio where I grew up.
Uh-huh.
And this, I have a question for you.
Go.
It liked metal.
Yeah,
a lot, and like classic rock, and then there was of course like some country western music in there. So there would be like a you go over to a guy's poster, a Queensryche poster in his room or something like that, but no, or like Metallica
yeah.
is huge.
Right.
I think if I was a few years younger, I would have hit that Faith Hill as a poster demographic.
Really?
Yeah. Because I was like, you know, I was in college in the late 90s, like when she hit big time. But my roommate freshman year had a Sarah Michelle Gellar poster, and that was always the weirdest thing to me. So I don't know. I don't understand poster logic anymore. It's all out the window.
Well, it seems like every guy in the 70s had like the Farrah Fawcett. Uh-huh. Like, what was our generation's sort of like female
bombshell?
Poster? Bombshell. Pamela Anderson.
Yeah. Not Pamela Sarah Anderson. Michelle Gellar.
No.
That's absolutely not.
No. Yeah. No one's.
Carmen Electra, maybe? I don't know.
Sure.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, a Jenny McCarthy?
She had a shot. She didn't do it. Yeah. By the way, you guys are talking about failed albums. I've actually successfully put out an entire album.
Oh, this again.
Of where Creed teaches you Spanish.
Yeah.
Yeah, the band Creed.
Mm-hmm. What was it called again?
That's called Creed Teaches You Spanish.
Oh.
But I couldn't sell it because I don't own the rights to any of those songs.
Uh-huh.
But it's like, Turco Disco, and that means record player in Espanol. But it doesn't, nobody was interested.
I think live performances. Until you get that, you know, cease and desist.
They're very litigious, though.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's how they name themselves Creed, because it's like a law term.
Makes sense.
Yeah. And when did you leave Pittsburgh, Mr. Danny Plumbo?
September of 2011.
Pittsburgh, to me, outsider's perspective, cards on the table, hard rock city. Is that true?
Classic rock city.
Oh.
The radio stations play a lot of Steve Miller Band.
Mm-hmm. Are there any Abracadabra?
Wait, what?
Abracadabra?
What's that?
It's a classic Steve Miller cover, man.
Yeah. Oh, no, I'm sorry. No. I don't actually listen to any classic rock.
Yeah, the album's the same.
Garbage. But
are there any bands that are from Pittsburgh?
Well, now it's like hip-hop kind of took off.
Oh.
There was, well, the worst kind, I think, Mac Miller.
Mm-hmm.
And one more, too.
I hate all their Macs.
Yeah.
Mac Who's that Miller, song? That other comedian named Mac. Yeah.
What's his name?
Angry guy.
What's that song? It's like black and yellow, black and yellow. What is his name?
Donald Glover? He references it, though. Sorry.
He takes himself that seriously.
This is going to drive me nuts.
Because he's got to rap about how he likes Asian chicks.
I got to look this up now. Sorry, guys.
Anyway, you'll find out. When that song came out, Steelers went to the Super Bowl. And I went to a bar to watch the game, and they lost, and there was almost a riot inside the bar I was at, and it was amazing.
Wiz Khalifa.
Wiz Khalifa.
There it is.
When they lost, some girl picked up a chair, and she was like, and like nobody tried to stop her. She was just, she didn't actually throw it, but
she
kind of, yeah.
Picked it up angrily? B minus, I'd say, in terms of bar fighting.
Yeah.
Does Pittsburgh have a hip-hop nickname? Or like, yo, P-Berg or something like that.
Well, Steel City.
P-Berg's
Steel
bad.
City. Do they call it Steel City?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think it's a hip-hop thing. Okay, we call it Steel City. We do. P-Berg? No, definitely not.
Yeah, I
think it's more like an area code thing.
Oh, what is it?
Yeah, like, represent 412 or something. It's like always four with shirts with
412. What a terrible area code. 512, however.
Much better.
Yeah.
By one.
Print your own money. That's what you do with that. The area code.
Yeah.
What do they call Houston? Syrup City?
Clutch City.
Oh, no, they don't.
I'm still hanging on to that.
Clutch City was a pretty good name.
It was a real good name.
Yeah.
Now I think it is. I think it's like Syrup City.
What do you call Austin when you guys are laying down like just a freestyle rap?
Maybe A-Town?
I was going to say A-Town.
It's too obvious, though.
Yeah.
What's a more interesting?
What's a name that gives a little bit of swagger? You know, because you're like, A-Town, that could be anything.
Yeah.
Mm.
That could be Akron.
What's the thing that lets you know, hey, we're rapping about Austin, guys?
A little bit more hardcore, a little bit more street.
Yeah.
I used to call it Mojito City, just so people know that we like to party like it's 6 p.m. on a Thursday, and we're just going to Applebee's and saying whatever.
Right,
you know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah.
Not very street.
Pretty street.
But
you're not very street?
Yeah.
How dare you, sir?
Happy Hour City. That's what that was.
Actually, that's
Happy Hour City.
Happy Hour City.
Pretty. Appetizer Town.
App Killer App Town.
Well, for the longest time, we were trying to get Effsburg to latch on.
Effsburg?
Yeah, because...
Oh, because we like to F around here?
Yeah, because this town's the F around capital of the world. Like, you can just come here and just hang out for a week and not do anything.
Yeah.
But didn't catch, so... So that's just sitting there.
One more Pittsburgh question. I'm sorry you're being forced to answer these.
No, I love answering questions.
Because you're the mayor of Pittsburgh, correct?
That is correct.
Oh, well.
I was. And then, you know, I had to come here. And I'm trying to become the mayor of Austin now. So that's my next career.
Congratulations. You could be the mayor that rocks. Get some dreadlocks.
The mayor. Oh, wow. Is that...
You'd win. The yins thing, like you wins instead of y'all. Do you actually hear that day to day?
Yeah, Pittsburgh accents are the worst thing imaginable. Mm-hmm. It's a very annoying, more annoying Boston, I feel like. And no one knows, no one else knows what it sounds like, but it's like a yins, and they pronounce, they say downtown instead of downtown.
Stillers. They say Stillers.
Yeah. Stillers. Right?
Yeah. How did you happen to shake yours? Because you don't really seem to have one.
Yeah, I grew up like an hour outside of Pittsburgh. Mm. So although I was there a lot, I feel like it's more central. Yeah.
Where'd you grow up?
Centralized. Oh, Newcastle, Pennsylvania.
Newcastle.
That's about an hour.
KOOP, you're on the air.
Oh, hey, are you still talking about the nicknames?
The nicknames for what?
Austin.
The cities.
Yes. First of all, caller, who is this?
Oh, it's Nathan.
Nathan.
Oh, man, so you guys are really going off the air?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Man, I'm so sorry to hear that.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
Yeah.
I don't know.
No, that was a rhetorical question, Nathan.
Well, what are you going to do about it, Nathan?
As a dues-paying member of the co-op, do I have any say? Can I, like, vote for it or something?
You could have a month ago, probably.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
There was a vote up recently to sell co-op radio to the local Austin Chuck E. Cheese and just have it be Chuck Radio. You could have voted for that. Because we are in tight.
With the Chuck E. Cheese band playing?
Yeah, we were in tight with the
the Rockafire explosion.
There you go.
Isn't that show business, or is that the same
Look,
thing?
I don't know! Nathan, you are!
I wanted to get back to the nicknames.
Yes, please.
You have 20 seconds.
I mean, it's kind of obvious, but ATX, right?
ATX, let me ask our panel, Byron and Danny. Does ATX have enough swagger in it?
I mean, I feel like it's behind A-Town. I think A-Town has more swagger than ATX. Mm-hmm. What do you guys? I don't know.
Let me.
It's got X in it. X is kind of.
AT triple X.
AT triple X. Nathan, thoughts on that? What about just AT6?
Oh.
Yeah, I mean, you could get creative with it. I guess But and Houston, I was gonna say. I mean, Syrup City maybe, but I always hear Screwston.
Chopped and Screwston.
You're right.
Yeah,
correct.
Yeah, yeah.
So, Nathan, next time, you do DJ gigs, right?
I do occasionally, yeah, definitely.
So, get on mic real quick and just go, what's up, AT6? And then just watch that dance floor explode.
I'll try it.
All right, please do.
Yeah. All right, man. Well, sorry to hear about the show, man.
Oh, thank you. But thank you very much for calling in, Nathan.
All right, okay.
Okay,
thanks.
Right. Bye. What if that's the last time we talk to Nathan ever?
Oh, wow.
Really?
Is that a regular caller?
Nathan, he's a semi-regular caller.
Yeah, yeah.
Super nice guy.
Really? Yeah.
He's our most regular caller.
Hates you, though, Danny.
Nathan, does he?
Yeah.
I can't really hear in the headphones too much. Did he say something?
Oh, did you?
Did he say something up top about me?
No, he didn't.
Oh, okay.
When he hung up, he goes, Danny sucks.
You can adjust the volume. Does that help at all?
Yeah. No, it's the cord I was adjusting a little bit.
Okay.
I felt like it was a little loose or something.
We could have switched it out.
We're all good. Okay. I got it.
Yeah, this is the penultimate show, so we're trying to get all of it out. So we're getting like the call from Nathan, and like Bette Midler's going to sing to us later.
Yeah. Oh.
So it'll be nice. Yeah, I like that this is the second last show, but nobody's called yet. Like Nathan was the only one to say, "Hey, sorry to see it go." So
we did get the most hits ever in a day on our WordPress blog.
So, ooh,
hello. Internet dollars.
All right.
Yes. Look out, Google.
Watch your back, Google.com.
We're going to break you, Google.
I signed a deal with Google, and they said we could get all the income from Google.biz. If anyone is searching at home, if you're typing in G and it auto-populates in Chrome or Firefox or Safari or Opera or whatever you use.
Opera.
Don't just hit enter and let it go google.com. Go to google.biz. Mm-hmm. And if you search and if you end up buying something, I get a percentage of that sales. I mean, I got to filter it through a couple of companies, but please do that.
Yeah.
If you want to make sure all the money goes to me, it's google.biz/search /mac/account.cfm.
That's still a sweet get.
Oh, man, it's pretty big. I'm really looking forward to it. I went ahead and quit my job as an owner of Domino's Pizza.
I feel like that was premature just because of what Domino's can be.
Pizza changed, man. I didn't. By the way, when Domino's like changed the formula of their pizza, it was like, oh, did you previously enjoy Domino's Pizza? Well, screw you!
Yeah, their weird apology tour where it was like an alcoholic steps where like he has to go back and apologize to everybody he wronged. Like that's what it felt like. It's like, hey, here at Domino's, we've got a new menu and new ingredients. We're really sorry we fed you all that stuff that we can't name anymore. Sorry, guys. Like, what did you give me.
Are you ready for some hardcore gotcha journalism?
Ooh, yes.
Whoa. It's pizza time, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got to can't leave the house. Something important's on the TV or just hanging out with friends. Don't want to miss a minute of it. Who's your go-to pizza place? And it can't be local. If you had to call a chain. Because obviously we'd patronize local places first, mm-hmm. right? Like sure. Inside Pies or whatever. But if you had to go chain. Let's say you're out of town.
Oh, okay. Well, is Gaddy's outside of Austin, Texas?
Gaddy's is.
Yeah. There's Gaddy's in Fort Worth. Yeah.
Yeah. There's
I'm a Gaddy's. I like that thin crust Gaddy's pizza. Mm-hmm. And I know it's not, it's not great, mm-hmm. but there's something about it that I just always go back to it.
Okay.
No, it is great. It is great.
Yeah. I'm glad you took a hard stance on that.
Yeah. You can quote me on that one.
Oh.
I think they might.
I think, yeah.
Endorsement.
Endorsement.
Danny Palumbro's.
I'm a fan of cups of butter.
Uh-huh.
So
I know where this is going.
Papa John's.
I used to drink those things.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
That is hardcore. I hate the the guy that owns it. But
oh, yeah. Why? Because he's a monster?
Yeah. Basically. Yeah. So
he's a complete scumbag?
But also, that's the only thing close to where I live that will deliver is Papa John's.
I, of course, the correct answer was no chains. Always go local. But thanks, guys.
We've all learned a lesson.
My favorite pizza place no longer exists. It was Pizza Classics, and it was on like 29th Street.
Yeah.
And
Guadalupe.
And the owner of that place was like, his hands were like permanently white and caked in flour.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you walk in there and there'd be like a rat on the ground, he'd be like, no, he's Chuck E. Cheese. Rat, he plays music. Hey! Like, one time I came in at 3 a.m. to get a pizza because it was open till 3.
Yeah. That's a sign of quality pizza place.
Right. Yeah.
And the pizza was cheap too. Oh, my God. Pizza and women, those were the days. And I walked in there, and this guy who's like been up for days, hands permanently caked in flour, pizza operation shady at best. And he looked at me and he's like, hey, man, you okay? Is everything all right? Yeah. He's like, okay, good. I wanted to be like, what about you? But I really wanted just my pizza for him to not ask me questions.
Yeah.
But I miss you, Pizza Classics owner. That's what America was built on.
Yeah. Why did we even fight the Pizza Classics Gumby's War if they both went away? Like,
Gumby's is gone too. Gumby's? I remember that place on
campus.
What
is Gumby's?
Yeah.
That's a place that sells pizza.
Gumby's?
It was terrible.
It was terrible.
It was open for, late.
It was open until 5 in the morning, and it was the cheapest pizza in America.
God, 5 in the morning, though.
There was something off about the taste.
Yeah.
Oh, there's a new place. I can't name names, but there's a place off Burnett that's open until 5 on the weekends.
Whoa, what is it?
It's, okay. It's it used to be Pizza Land, and now they changed their name, but it's like Burnett and Ridge Creek.
I always wanted to go there because I approved of the name Pizza Land.
Mm-hmm.
It's like there was this one place I passed, it was called Mr. Taco.
Yeah.
And all the tacos I better taste as anglicized as that. I was still like, Mr. Taco, on board.
Yeah.
By the way, we got a couple tweets. Laura tweeted at us. She says, I guess this is the penultimate show. I should tweet something at y'all. Tweet, tweet. I think in honor of Danny, you could have put a yinz in there.
Yeah.
Other guy says, Hung says, you guys do anything special for last show? Throw in a rager. Hashtag Google money. I approve that hashtag. So, yes, we will be throwing a rager.
Yeah.
If you got a keg wheeling on down, we'll probably have several.
Uh-huh.
What is a rager? What is?
It's like a raging party, my man.
It's like a kegger. We'll get some jello shots.
Danny, you did time travel here from the 1950s. So
I've never been here. Because of the way I talk? Do I talk like a 1950s?
You are constantly pointing out the prices of things and wondering why America has changed and telling me things are different, just shaking your head a lot.
I guess I never got invited to a rager before. I don't know.
You have.
I don't think so.
Well, no one's walking around a rager calling it a rager.
That's a good point.
Yeah, you say it before leading up to it and after reflecting on it.
Even whisper it at the party? Like,
no, because then you're going to jinx it.
I think this is a rager.
No.
But if I was throwing a rager and I saw a Danny or a Byron walk in, if I saw a David walking in,
mm-hmm.
I'm like, oh man, I hope whoever is next to the boombox puts on a good CD because I know David is going to bust out some sweet dance moves.
Oh yeah.
Or Byron, is that correct?
Oh yeah.
And Byron, if Byron walked in, I was like, man, find an empty bedroom because I know Byron has got some cocaine.
Yeah. You think? Yes.
And if Danny walked in, I know better leave because here come the cops.
Yeah. We're going to narc.
Leave that other bedroom open because it's Danny Profos. Prophylactic. I can't do it, guys.
Profilumbro? Profilumbro? Danny Palumprophylactics.
It's good. It's my new Twitter handle now.
Oh, why did you choose Palumbros? Was Danny Palumbo not available?
Well, Palumbro wasn't available. Someone already got there.
And you wanted to make sure that people...
Palumbros is like, that's going to be the name of my my fan base.
Oh.
Eventually.
I thought you were trying to get some of that soccer shorts money. It's like...
No. Just, you know, like people can, you know, sign up for my fan club and then they get like a document that says, hey, we're Palumbros.
Oh.
And then that's like, you know, they get email updates and...
Okay.
Because I did hear Umbros was trying to launch a line of mascots called your pal Umbros, because they'd be like your pals.
Right, exactly. The pals for your bottom or whatever.
And they'd be like, I'm shorts. And the other guy's like, I'm winter shirts. What?
I'm a knee pad.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Exactly.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. Umbros. Big time.
Big money.
I hastily came up with my Twitter handle like way back before I even realized Twitter was going to be a huge thing. Mm. Byron Browntown.
Oh, I'm sorry. Are we allowed to have this conversation? Or is it protected like your tweets?
What? Are my tweets protected?
Yeah, your tweets are protected.
Are you serious? Don't act like they're
I just
not.
I don't even tweet. I don't tweet. I just use it to, you know, be entertained.
How are you going to build that fan base?
I'm not. Not
what?
Gonna, this kind of stuff right here.
What
is
if someone goes and sees a Cinema 6
for
Zero Charisma? Are you in there?
No,
A Man from Orlando.
Sure, sure.
And they're like, I like that one guy.
They will never be able to find me.
What if someone's snacking on a nice bag of Doritos and they're like, hey, I need to thank the inspiration for this.
Yeah, I do need to start being active on Twitter. But
they're enjoying some Grande Cable.
Let's just go through my resume.
They're enjoying
my embarrassing.
We literally don't have that.
Start getting
of time.
Into the commercial.
Gladden paint. What's the paint one?
Glidden.
Ace. What's that?
The paint one.
Ace Hardware.
Ace Hardware.
Yes. That was fantastic.
You booked it, buddy.
Booked it.
That was a good commercial.
Yeah.
But Browntown, I realized that's slang for something. I'm not gonna talk about
it.
I didn't think about
it. Is
that.
It heroin so now, related or butt related?
It's butt related. I looked
Which
it up recently and I was like, oh great. So that's, you know.
Wait, why would it be heroin related?
You know, heroin's called Brown.
Oh. Yeah.
That's what I thought they called Pittsburgh, because it's the
that's why you there. When you're dancing with Mr. Brownstone, you're on heroin.
Oh.
That's actually my Twitter handle is Mac Browntown.
Right? Can I get a confirmation on?
Yeah.
All right. Thank you.
Oh, that ghost voice belonged to
LaDebra
from the show The Clear Spa.
Clear Sports.
Sports. Clear Sports coming up next on
It's too much fun.
I'd like to thank our we gotta go, guys.
Yeah, we're done.
That was so fast.
Danny.
Wow, this is great.
You're going to be all over Moon Tower next week. If people want to check you out, where should they go?
Oh, moontowercomedyfestival.com and click my name under the performers section.
Do you have any show in particular you're excited about?
I'm really excited about this this coming Thursday. I'm going to be at the Hideout Theater with Brendan Walsh, who is one of my favorite comics, and Baron Vaughn and Michael Che. And yeah, they're all great. So that's like, personally, yeah, I can't wait. To host that show, so
cool. Awesome.
Yeah,
and if you don't see Danny next week, you perform pretty regularly around Austin.
Yeah,
so definitely check him out if you're into comedy. And Brian, where can people see you?
Next Saturday, I know that Humorty is doing a show at 5 o'clock, I think, at the State Theater for Moon Tower.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have a show that I'm doing at 5:30 at the New Movement. I'm 90% sure it's going to be the New Movement. But I'm going to do like a 45-minute show. I haven't written it yet. It's going to be a sketch show. You guys are all invited to be in it.
Ooh.
And that's happening.
I think I'm busy on Saturday.
Okay, no, that's fair.
Well, check that out if that sounds like something you want to check out. Guys, thanks so much for coming on the show.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Yeah.
We're going to hand it over to Lisa?
Linda.
Wow, why'd I do that?
Oh,
we're going to hand it over to Linda. She's going to do the clear spot. But first, for more information about Mascot Wedding, including archives of past shows and information about various night jobs and side gigs, you may visit mascotwedding.com. Email us mascotwedding@gmail.com. We're on Facebook. We're on Twitter @mascotwedding. See you next week, Mac.
Last show.
We're doing it, guys. Clear Spot's coming up next. Goodbye, Mac.
Goodbye, David.
Goodbye, Austin.
Come on.